This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to help you start your day right as we take some time with God together. Remember that this week we're talking about our enemy, Satan, the devil, who is opposed to our spiritual growth and to what God wants to do in us and through us in the lives of other people. Satan is opposed to God, and because you are one of God's children, he is opposed to you as well. What do we know about him? Well, today we want to look at a passage in Romans chapter 8. You remember that Satan is a created being, created by God. He isn't like the bad side of the force. He's not equal to God, but bad. No, he was made by God. Created by God's will and power. And so when we come to Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 31, it says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Well, Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God and intercedes for us. So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Neither death nor life, nor angels. Well, Satan is an angel, one of the most powerful angels, but an angel created by God. Nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers. Satan does not have the power to separate you from the love of Christ. You need to be aware that Satan cannot cross the barrier that Jesus Christ purchased for you with his blood when he died on the cross. You have eternal life, the life of Jesus Christ in you. Satan can't take that away, no matter what. But what he can do is attack your emotions, your mind, your body. He can come against us. A believer cannot be indwelt by Satan or an evil spirit, but you can be attacked. He can attack your confidence, your trust in God. He can put fear into your mind. He can take away your enemy. He can attack your health. But in all of that, there is the power of God and the love of God in your life. Remember, Satan's power is limited by God's love for you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.